From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops opened its semi-annual meeting today in St. Louis. The meeting comes just one day after the resignation of Phoenix Bishop Thomas O'Brien, who was charged with leaving the scene of a fatal accident. O'Brien has also been in negotiations with authorities concerning his reassignment of priests accused of sexual abuse.
This week's meeting marks the first anniversary of the historic Dallas gathering at which bishops created the Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People. This weekend, the Catholic bishops will hear a report on sexual abuse by priests. Chicago Public Radio's Jason DeRose has more from St. Louis.
The official agenda calls for a discussion of a national directory for permanent deacons and a directory for education. But that's not what was on the minds of many of the 300 bishops gathered here.
At the beginning of this day, fill our hearts with zeal for serving you,
so that our thoughts and actions may redound to your glory.
After U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops President Wilton Gregory opened the meeting with a responsive prayer, Papal Nuncio Gabriel Montalvo gave remarks wrought with allusion to the ongoing scandals and crises facing the Church. A report from the Ad Hoc Committee on Sexual Abuse is scheduled for Saturday afternoon. Archbishop Harry Flynn of the St. Paul Minneapolis Archdiocese heads the committee. He says progress toward implementing the Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People is slow but sure. Audits of diocese and archdiocese records are underway, as well as the creation of local lay review boards. However, he says some church leaders have asked for clarification.
There have been questions about the questions, yes, because I think all of the bishops want to be sure that when we come up with the results of that kind of study, that it will reflect reality, and I would want that too.
Cardinal Mahoney of Los Angeles has had the most to say about the survey, at one point asking bishops and archbishops in California not to complete the form, which attempts to measure the extent of sexual abuse. Today, however, the California Catholic Conference issued a statement saying the bishops would collaborate with the researchers performing the survey. Archbishop Flynn sees this move as positive, but he says his committee has much left to do.
I think what we need to do is extend the conversation to families, extend the conversation to our culture, to society, so that everyone will be talking about the horror of any kind of sexual or other kind of abuse of a young person.
Flynn says whenever anyone in the church hurts, child or priest, the entire church feels pain. In addition to the bishops attending the meeting, lay Catholic leaders are observing the conference. Kathleen McChesney is the executive director of the U.S. Bishop's Office of Child and Youth Protection. She says she's seen a lot of change over the past year, such as the creation of the audit process to evaluate compliance with the charter and the creation of lay review boards. She says despite former Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating stepping down as head of the National Lay Review Board earlier this week, she's confident it will continue to call the church to task.
I don't think that Frank Keating's leaving the board has affected their credibility. It certainly has not affected their passion and their commitment for getting these things accomplished. And not one thing has changed with regard to the work that they're doing, particularly with regard to the studies that they've been mandated to do and the support that they give my office.
However, she says, she understands some may question the efficacy of the Lay Review Board and of her office, given that any authority the laity has is granted by the bishops themselves. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeRose in St. Louis.